Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. I'm live on Blog Talk. 515-605-9327. You can come on in. Make sure you hit the one if you have a question or comment as I go down the board. All right, let me add the elders and then we'll open the discussion. Okay. One second. Okay. And let me know, Elder Gabar, if you would like to come in, please. It's up to you. Text Sirach and tell me if you're waiting, Elder Gabar. I need to know, okay? Okay. Huh? You got a point? All right. Elder Yerach said he had to have a point. Elder Yerach, come on in. What do you have to say?
I noticed something recently that they started doing. Let's say you go in, you're a woman, you get, you're pregnant or whatever. They'll say, okay, they'll say, well, your iron is low or something like that. Would you like a blood transfusion? Now, wait a minute. My child isn't even born yet, and you want me to put someone else's blood into my body. So yeah, I'm not bleeding or anything, but you want me to get a blood transfusion. Now, imagine now they're starting to push these different blood drives and stuff, knowing that now people have, who knows coming through there with whatever in their blood. So I'm just looking at another level of this.
Yeah.
Another way they got us acclimated to this whole blood thing.
And yeah, I'm glad you point that out because they've been targeting. This is why they've given us what you would call free health care and put out there and make sure. Guys, I'm going to bring you in a moment. Make sure that you go get a personal gynecologist and get your annual checkup. This is why they started implementing some of this stuff to target the womb of women early. Okay, through fear, scaring them into going there to check if something is going on. And it's really to roll out the next serum or poison that would lead to the attack of our sister's wombs. Okay. And I'm talking about, we've had testimony with people with prenatals and all that stuff. It's best to eat healthy and not even deal with the science and all this crap and eat healthy to bring forth your children. And this is why Christ warned us concerning giving birth in this time. Woe to them that give suck in that day. It's going to be almost, it's misery to bring a child into this because they're targeted before they get an opportunity to take their first breath. But I digress. Before I do anything, let me make an announcement. Yes, July 25th begins a new installment of our Hebrew and Bible Academy. Let me make that announcement again. Go to historytimes.org and enroll. We have the administration working around the clock, and this way, it's only $150 for 3 full months of serious biblical education. You get the news real time. We're uncensored. It helps the work. And on top of that, you are informed on a weekly basis concerning what's going on internationally with the news, because in America, we're getting closed news. We're only getting a certain amount of news, and it's being censored what's really going on prophetically throughout the earth. But the Academy, we're able to go into that because we have people reporting on the outside of Babylon. So we got the news, we have the lessons, we're going into the portals, what their plans are next according to prophecy, all of that, but we can't say here that some of it will be on Patreon. Thank you for our Patreon brothers and sisters. But the in-depth lessons, real time, you can only get at the Hebrew and Bible, our Hebrew and Bible Academy, which begin July 25th. I want to see everyone in here. We got about 3,000 people in here. If you haven't been in the Academy, we need you to go to historytimes.org today and enroll. It's a small amount for what you'll be receiving in information to help prepare your family. okay? HistoryTimes.org, you go right here, and guess what? We have a lot of new lessons. Bringing back the original family, learning how to fight against principalities and powers spiritually, because that's the next level of how to battle spiritually this carnal warfare against us. All of that and more will be in the next Hebrew and Bible Academy. Hope to see you there. All right, jumping right in. Gaja, talk to us. Where you at, young man?
Hey, Shalom, Ella. How you doing?
I'm blessed by the best. How you been doing?
I'm blessed, man. And enough respect and love to the elders in the building, you know? Ella Loya, Shalom. Ella Yurak, how you doing?
Shalom, sir.
Shalom. Blessed by the best. You know it.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, man. Just been watching, just listening at the TV and listening to the broadcast here, man. Like deep. I found it interesting. The sister that came on from last week. I need to actually go back and listen to that one. And listen to her point. But it's just a whole heap of information, Ella. And it had me thinking. Check this out. When I look back now on I've reconnected with a lot of people from my high school days, right? I went to high school in the 90s. Now, when I link up back with a lot of them right now, I'm in a group with over 100 of them.
Okay.
And within this group, right, there's only about, and I'm not kidding, out of 100 people, there's only about 15 parents in the group, meaning that in my particular year, and I'm in a group with 100 of them, only 15 of us have children.
That's deep.
So I'm like, you know, why? What's going on here? How come? So when you talk about the agenda coming back from, you know, hitting a jubilee, you know, right? Listen, I can see it in my year, in my generation, where, you know, how the hell we have 100 people here? And only 15 people here have children. You with me?
Mm.
And you know, when you start to check on the levels now, and you know, get in the conversation, a lot of the women are sick. They got fibroids, they got all sorts of things on them going up from late 30s into them 40s right now. And
yeah.
preventing them from having children.
Yeah.
So you know, the agenda there where it's not just divide the men and the women. It's also, yo, let's make them sick.
Yeah.
Let's make them infertile. I remember, Elder, right? I remember when I was in high school. I remember this like it was last week. A group of people came to the high school and was offering vaccines for free, giving us free vaccines. And how it went back then, you know, you never need no parental consent. They just come to the school. And I remember, yo, all praises to the Most High. Yo. I was telling them that, yo, listen, because I'm afraid of needles anyways. So
yeah.
I'm like, yo, nah.
But, hey, Gaja, make sure we watch out for certain words because they got trigger bots that certain words, the algorithm will then, you know, even though vaccines, you know, the word vac, just use vax or something like that. But go ahead.
Okay. So they came there with the juice, right?
Okay.
Looking to that free juice, but I'm afraid of needles anyway. So I'm like, no man, I'm not taking it.
Okay.
And, you know, just sitting back and looking, I'm like, yo, what were they giving us? Then people in white cloaks and Red Cross and the van, what were they giving us?
Mm.
You with me? So looking at it from there is that, yo, this thing never started last week or last year with this you know,
experiment.
This experiment never started then.
No.
Going way back, it going back a long time. It going back even before what we can see. Where, yo, listen. Now check this out. I remember a couple of years ago, and I know, bear with me. Because I'm just going off what's coming back to me from memory, right?
Yeah.
If you remember when the Ptolemy, when they wanted a copy of the Hebrew scripture.
You're talking about under the Ptolemies, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the ones that are copy of the Hebrew scriptures. And the Hebrew gave the Hebrews gave them the book of Joshua, and they're like, no, we want the Bible.
Yeah, you want they want the whole Old Testament.
Exactly, and that's when, like, you know, the Septuagint came in for the translation, right? And that studying of the children of Israel.
Yeah.
You with me? And they know him, say, okay, then, yo, listen, check this. And you're talking about trend setting, right?
Yeah.
Nobody sets trends on this earth like the kings and queens of this earth, the salt of the earth, the children of Israel.
Yeah.
So when you see the picture you brought up earlier with the makeup, with the woman and the makeup, who should learn that from? The whole contouring. Who do it better than us?
The daughters of Zion. No one can do it better than the daughters of Zion.
Nobody on the face of the earth can do it. So if they studied the children of Israel, understanding the punishment that came to the children of Israel and the gift of the children of Israel and their influence on the earth. Like, for example, I always go here. Ella Lawyer, can you read something for me real quick, if you don't mind?
Elder Lawyer can't hear. Sure. Oh, you can hear him? Great. I know you can hear him, Elder Lawyer.
Yes, sir.
All right, come on. Yeah. Let's go.
Let's get Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. Pick up at the fifth verse, please.
I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should so do in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations.
So when the nations will see the children of Israel doing righteousness, they'll go, yo man, these are wise people. So if the children of Israel are doing the opposite of that, they're still looking at them because the Most High put it on them for that. So if you won't bring this earth into chaos, put the light bearers in chaos and see what's going to go down. And I believe that this ties back into what you're saying, Elder Weir. Yo, listen, this isn't an attack on our women, on black women, this is an attack on women, period. They don't care what you look like. The devil have a problem with the image of Adam.
Yeah.
Are you not the children of Adam? So he don't care right now. He don't care whether we don't care. Everybody needs to die. Everybody needs to go down. All of this needs to stop. All of this, yo, him don't care right now. Him looking to take everything out.
Yeah.
And it starts right back at the feet of the light bearers for this earth. Right back at the feet of the people who's supposed to rule the earth in this kingdom to come. One more piece of Elder Lawyer, if you don't mind. Deuteronomy 28, and let's pick up at verses 58.
Okay. Well, guys, after this, I got to open up, okay?
Sure. This is the last bit for me, Elder, and I yield.
So what? I really appreciate you, man. I miss you coming through, too. All right?
Yo, I'm here, man.
I know. Let's read it.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 58. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make plagues or make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, and of a long continuance, and sore sickness, and of long continuance.
Mm. That's it.
So if we're not going out there, then all of these plagues, your herpes, your syphilis, everything that you can name out, even the ones that are not written of in the book, we're going to have to contend with.
Hey, God, that's deep in of itself, and I'm glad you brought that around full circle with that particular script. I know I had the call, but I have to say something on that one.
All right, Illuminati, I'm out. Shalom.
No, listen, I'm saying, I need to speak on what you just said.
All right, Illuminati, go ahead.
Because what you just said is when it says that if we didn't follow the commandments, that the botch in Egypt and all those diseases that are now, that we know today, are biblical sexually transmitted diseases. These things were cooked up by the magicians also during the time of Egypt, because they was trying to look for a cure that for the plagues that the Most High plagued the Egyptians with. So he says, listen, the curse of the plague that was on the people of Egypt, whom I have saved you from, will cleave to your children if you break my commandments. So they was able to put this whole campaign through their chemistry into the depopulation program that's now named, that was named and founded as the Tuskegee Experiment, folks. And I wanted to put this out there. They didn't have to write about the Tuskegee Experiment. They wanted everyone to know about the Tuskegee Experiment because those in the know realized prophetically that the end game would have it where men and women dealing naturally, if they were to perfect that experiment. Oh, hold up. Who's that, your phone? Gotcha, I'm hearing too much noise. Go on mute real quick, gotcha, if you don't mind. They knew that at the end of this experiment, what we do naturally could mean death. Because if one thing we like to do as a people, like Elder Lawyer mentioned, is to be fruitful and multiply. Okay? So they made it where first it started off with, okay, you do something you don't got no business, and you go outside your relationship, and you may get a little, you know, tingling where you have to get penicillin. Right? But then they were like, well, okay, we can do this and just get it cleared up with penicillin real quick. And we thought that was the end game. No, the end game was eventually if you break God's law and begin to go out and just deal with free sex and all that amongst people, that it could mean your life, literally. You'll pick something up, which spread it to another person who got the stuff in them that can now mean heart attacks for men and all that. Sterilization for women and all that. And before I thank you, Elder, I mean, thank you. Hold on, Gadget. Thank you. I really appreciate you coming in. Real quick, I need y'all to see this real quick if I can pull it up. Oh, yeah, here it is right here. One moment. One second here. Under adverse reactions. I want y'all to see this real quick before I open up the calls because I'm sorry, guys. You pulled something out. I needed to really go into this. One second. The show, brothers and sisters. And this is fair use from Fox News. Thank you. Fair use, Fox News. Fair use. Families discuss adverse reactions to the jab. Well, all types of stuff is happening in here. Okay? I can't play this without eventually getting, you know, some type of censorship. But this young girl was part of the experiment, and look at her, 12 years old. Now, it's still an experiment, but they're not telling you. Jack her up, and her mother is torn. She did this so that her child can, so that they can go out and return to regular life. That's what the news told them was the requirement. Look at her daughter, who was perfectly healthy. But see, usually when I pull these things out, brothers and sisters, I go into what they're not showing. I like to look at what they're not showing. Let me show you. What they're not showing you is there's a sister right here. There's a sister right here and others who also had adverse reactions, but they're not allowing the sister to speak to tell everyone what happened to her. They're letting everyone else speak, but this particular sister, who also had some adverse reactions, is not online. Because if she came out and said what happened to her, then the people they're targeting would do what? Begin to resist the agenda. But I'm going to leave that there. Okay? I've digressed enough. Let's open up the lines. For those who don't know, that's right, the topic of our discussion today. the topic of our discussion, the world's changing of faces. Have you prepared yourself and your family for the downsizing of humanity? Keep in mind, the gender war is over. It comes down to this. The enemy, Sodom and Gomorrah, was behind the campaign that would have man fight against woman and woman against man. At the end of the day, keep in mind, if we don't come together against this enemy that's led by Satan, no relationships, no more people. That's what it comes down to. We have to snap out of everything that's going on and really link in to what it will take for us to agree with one another for the sake of self-preservation as the children of Israel to bring forth this kingdom. Going down the line, starting with Bonnie, 507 area code. Bonnie, you first. Diane, you're coming up next.
Shalom, Elder. I have a couple of things I want to say. Now, I know this is wrong what I did, but now I'm in the body of the GOCC. I just got baptized July 3rd, so all praises to the Most High. Now, a few years ago, I was ordained as a minister, and you have to register within your state as, you know, your credentials as a minister here. And
okay.
In that, you give them your phone number, and if there's people that are wanting to get married, they will call you and ask you if you could perform the ceremony. Now, mind you, there, I thought, was a woman who called me, and she says, is this Minister Ritchie? I said, yes, ma'am, it is. How can I help you? She says, well, I'm in search of someone to perform a wedding ceremony, and I want it performed at an outside venue. I said, sure, that's no problem. And then she says, well, there's just one thing. Do you perform ceremony over a particular set of people? And I said, what do you mean? I wanted her to tell me what she was saying. She said, well, I'm transgender, and I'm wanting to marry this man. And I'm like, so you're saying you are a man as a woman? And she said, yes. I said, well, you know, I was nice and cordial. I said, well, I have to decline and I apologize, but that is against my religion. She says, well, what do you mean? I said, well, in the Bible, it tells you God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. And I said, if you want to know my opinion on it, but this is my opinion, that no two men should be getting married. She says, well, I'm a woman. I said, what were you from birth? She said, I was a man. And I said, well, that's what I'm saying. If you were a woman, I would have no problem. But you are a man marrying another man, and that is not right. That's an abomination of God. And she says, well, I don't feel you should be sexist. I said, no, that's not being sexist at all. I'm not being sexist. You're not a woman. And she says, well, I'm going to report you to the Better Business Bureau. And I told her, I don't care who you report me to. You need to be reporting yourself to God, because you're the one who's going to have to pay for that, not me. So she and then hung up the phone, and I guess she must have called somebody at the court office where I'm registered, and they called me and says, well, did you decline marrying somebody? And I said, yes, I did. And they said, well, we would like to know why. And I said, on the grounds of that I don't marry same-sex people, and that is my right. It's just like, oh, yeah, well, I can't argue with you on that.
Okay.
And
anything else on that? So what has come, what has come of it? Go on.
Nothing has become of it, but now that I'm in this truth, I know I'm not supposed to be an ordained minister, so, you know, once I went under the body of water, all of that is now my past, and I'm a total different person from then.
Good.
But I will still say no man should marry another man.
Okay, well, this is my take on it, sister, because there's layers here, right?
Uh-huh.
When they called you, was it before or after you were baptized?
It was before. I was ordained a few years ago.
I understand. But not now. I just recently got baptized,
so now I know the difference. But even still then, I knew that it was wrong to do.
Well, listen, I can't really give an opinion on all of that right now without this channel being striked, but this is what I can say.
Okay, got you.
I can say that it's deep how the irony comes around full circle. Right? And this is what gave, listen, and I stated earlier how they've used sisters as a proxy, even with sisters unknowingly understanding. Because why? They know that according to the Bible, a minister isn't a female position. So what you're doing is actually a reversal of sexist before you had the truth with being able to marry people. Listen to me quick. To be able to marry people was also you was a part of their agenda. Because now how can you, they come back and say, how can you stop us from doing something that's against the law when you being a woman residing over a marriage is against the law? See? This is them using those blurred lines to now get access to now say that you can't judge me when you're in a man position performing marriages. And this is just one of many examples we were talking about, how sisters are getting to a man position and they'll use you for proxy. Thank the Most High you've repented, but I'm glad you also highlighted a piece that you probably didn't think about. They wanted people to be in position, out of pocket according to the law, women and men position, so that you cannot call them out for being out of position.
Right.
Thank you, sister. Let me get to the next call, but thank you. Great call.
Okay. Shalom.
All right. Bless you.
Tawada.
Shalom, Sister Bonnie. Great call. But they're going to always use sisters as proxy because the majority of men that are men, they know there's no access on this side for them to operate the way they would want to. Okay. So they're like, how are we going to do this? Because I know if I try to get to this guy's child, it starts out with me being moved. I'm in a full Nelson now. You know, I'm getting choked out. So how do I do this? Well, we must put women in position where they're controlling the family, and that will give us access to their children. Women are busy. They have to work 2 and 3 jobs and all that. And now this guy is their best friend because he tells them how a man thinks. But now, oh my God, I got this job interview, and if I don't get this, I'm going to get fired. Don't worry about it, girl. You can leave little Charles with me. I'll look out for him. And this is how it's done. The next thing you know, that boy is exercising feminine tendencies that you didn't recognize before. Okay? But I digress. Let's get to the next call. They always use women as proxy. That's why women have to wise up and understand the power of a man. Okay? And a man was made for defense, to stand in place and all that. Women, you know, they have a nurturing spirit where they will do what? They'll compromise based on feelings regardless of gender. And that's just the nature of a woman who are always trying to see what? The emotional side and what a person is going through, regardless of whether or not these people are threats. Okay, but I digress. Diane, you're coming right on in. Diane, next call, then Sharon. Let's go.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Shalom.
How you doing, Diane? I'm doing 3 minutes of call, so you got to hit it, and then I'm going to the next call, okay?
Okay. So I'm almost embarrassed to admit this, but over 30 years ago, I drew men in by my attractive looks, and I knew how to dress. I put on makeup, did up my hair, wore jewelry, you know, did the whole thing. And so I'm definitely ashamed of that behavior. But when I was at the nightclub, a man came up to me. And he laid a heavy conviction upon me. And he said, why are you playing games with weak men? what are you doing? You really, I can tell you really want a strong man. And, you know, he just laid this conviction on me and said, this isn't how you're acting, isn't how you're going to get a strong man. And I stood there. I was completely stunned. And I said to myself, you know what? I'm thinking to myself, self-examination, thinking all I really want to do is just draw a man, a strong man that I can marry and have children. And that's really all I ever wanted. So there are women out there who are acting out in a certain type of way, but they don't really realize what they're doing. I was one of them. And when this man came up and laid this heavy conviction on me, I really appreciate it. And my life changed from that night forward, the way I acted, everything that I did, because I realized what I really wanted. And he was right. The way I was going about it, I wasn't going to get a strong man. I wasn't going to get that man that would marry me. I was just going to get a weak man who was drawn in by my looks. So when you talked about Reuben earlier, it really hit home for me. And that's a story that I wanted to share with you. But I'm so glad I'm in the truth. And
thank you, sister.
This quote, 4th of July, as the world calls it, was 5 years that I've been with the GOTC. So I just praise Ahaya and thank you, elders, for all that you do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sister. There goes Sister Diane. Well, personal testimony, and guess what? Make sure you get that raw milk. Let me tell you right now, I'm glad she was able to bring that around full circle. Because I'm going to tell you, hey, right now, what she dropped is the truth. Usually there's a strong man that can see right through all of the exterior. All of the exterior. All right? And we're going to talk about that soon because, I'm going to leave that there. But all in all, someone told her, like, listen, you're not going to get a good man like this because if you put on a certain uniform, men will only respond to that uniform because men don't think like women, okay? And that's the whole thing. And this is where the confusion part comes in, where women think that, okay, I got this guy. I thought he was emotionally invested in all that. Well, no, he responded to the uniform. And men are not like women. They're not cleavy like that to a degree where they can say, well, okay, I see something more. That's women. That's what the Most High put in women, to desire a man so that she can't go off. Men do not exhibit that. Okay, and this is what I'm trying to say to help sisters. Hey, guys, a guy can operate with you like that and not care the next day. This is the world. This is how the world, and here it is, you're emotionally invested and gave a part of yourself because he only responded to the uniform. Sharon. You're up now.
Shalom.
Hey, how are you?
I am blessed, like you said, by the best.
Okay, you have a question and a comment.
Yes. My daughter and I just, like, can relate to everything that y'all been teaching.
Yeah.
We came out the Christian church, like, 2 years ago. And in January, I came across you on YouTube, and me and my daughter been listening since then on Wednesdays.
Praise the Most High.
Yes, and on Saturdays, the Sabbath day, even though we've learned so much more. But the Most High started awakening us back then, like I said, when we were in the Christian churches. And, you know, like I said, we came out. And it's been like, you know, dedicating our lives to God. And like you said, we have to follow his commandments because he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And so, but anyhow, what I'm trying to say is I even contacted the church by email and, you know, went through the steps, but still haven't received any contact from anyone.
Where are you?
Wanted to,
where are you?
I live in Gulfport, Mississippi.
Mississippi,
right,
hold on.
And, you know, just to join up a body and get baptized because I'm in my mid-50s and I have, you know, well, my youngest is 20. But my granddaughter, she was ill recently. And so my daughter, Yes, I asking y'all for prayers for her too. I left and came up. Right now, I'm out of state with them. She came out of the hospital she stayed in there over 3 weeks.
What is your name, sister?
And my name?
Yeah.
Oh, my granddaughter.
Your name?
My name is Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N.
Sherilyn?
Sharon, S-H-R-O-N.
Sharon. Okay,
yeah.
One moment. All right. We're going to have Elder Lawyer reach out to you so you can link in with the Mississippi body in that area.
Please.
I got that. I'm going to give it to him no sooner as the broadcast is done. But you have anything on topic, well, that's all you call for. Because
is because, you know, how God said, the Most High said in his word, to come out from amongst them and be separate, right?
Yeah.
And that's what we've done. But, you know, after my granddaughter was ill and end up in the hospital again, this wasn't the first time, I told my daughter, we're under attack, you know, because we've chose to be on the Most High side. And I just need y'all to reach out to us and, you know, requesting prayers also for my granddaughter's healing. That's what I'm praying for.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Up here,
I wanted to keep it on topic. So we know the reason for the call. I'm going to give it to Lawyer. You just stay strong until we reach out, and he'll call you soon, okay?
Yes, but I was just going to tell you also that Happy Agenda is here. It's been all over the hospital, and it's just, you know, all over.
Okay. Now, it's just to be careful. Now, let me ask you in particular just one thing from a sister perspective who just – organically found our lesson.
Yes.
Out of what makes it, based on what you view, what in particular is drawing you towards desiring to be a part of this church? Anything in
my
particular?
Obedience. Yeah, just being obedient to God, my love for God, for the Most High, and
wanting to be
in his kingdom.
But sister, there's a lot of churches out there. Why this church?
The other churches are not teaching the truth. That's why we came out.
And a stranger they will not follow. Thank you, sister. I wanted people to hear this in their own words, because what they will make people believe that, oh, no, you can't go amongst those guys who know the Bible. It's a cult. It's this. It's that. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, it's the truth. And it tell you that they'll hear a voice behind them saying, this is the way, this is the path, follow in it. And it tell you that a stranger they will not follow. All praises be to the Most High. And I'm glad you're able to get through. I'm going to have Elder Lawyer on who deal with the Southern region. We're going to have the Southern Committee reach you, sister. And guess what? Come on in. You're right on time. All right. And that day, seven women shall take hold of one man saying, listen, I'll put on my own apparel and I'll bring my own bread. Just let me be called by your name to take away the reproach. And a lot of people are looking at that carnally, like it's seven women marrying a man and saying, yeah, I'm Solomon. No, it's talking about women coming in and getting under what? Getting under the seal of a man that follows the Most High. We have bishops guiding many women who's now under the seal of that bishop. That's what it's talking about, because now women are realizing that the time is near and they need what? More so than anything, guidance. There's nothing carnal about that scripture when they say, well, listen, I don't care about my money and clothing. You don't got to take care of me. Guide me through, navigate me through this trouble. But a carnal guy look at that and be like, okay, yeah, here I am. I'm Solomon. When it says seven women should take hold of one man, it had nothing to do with a man laying with seven women. It's having the seal of the Almighty guiding many people, and being that women vastly outpopulate men, they're going to be coming to men of the Most High to be guided. That's what that scripture is talking about. Only a carnal man will look at that as a harem, that prophecy in Isaiah the fourth chapter as a harrow. Only a carnal man would see it that way. But I digress. Let's go. Sunshine. Come on. Roll.
Hello? Hi, Shalom. Hi, Elders. Hi, Shalom.
How you doing?
Hi. Hi, Elders. Oh, Elders, the word that... Shalom.
Come on, you got 3 minutes of saying, hey, Elder. You take up your own time now. I'm going to tell you that right now. Roll.
Okay. The words that come to mind, Elders, is the reduction of man and king. Man is reduced to that lower possession, and the world is so flipped, Satan hates the Most High's order so much that he would go at lengths in desperation to bring about this chaos. Hence the core reason why women are permitted and even promoted in this world to behave opposite to order. It's like she would not humble herself. She's not going to be humbled by anyone. She wouldn't relinquish that power that is given to her because she knows that power, even if she knows that power is detrimental to the whole or the nation as a whole, would fall as long as she remains in the king's seat. And to capitalize on her, that power, Satan has encouraged her map, what you were talking about, which is also that trick to eventually discard of her or dethrone her like yesterday's news. And like you said, Elder, replace her with that hermaphrodite because Satan doesn't care about Adam or Eve. He's so envious of man onto destruction. And even if man and Satan himself dies, as long as the man does not win, Satan will like kamikaze go. And the desperation thickens because he will implement that he has in this situation of the Jews, that 6 foot apart rule and even via media, social media, that million mile rule where fornication and sorcery can abound from one end of the earth to the other, to the four corners of the earth, knowing that the true Israelites are awakening and preparing to take ownership and suppress this wicked world under Christ. So they have stretched the tentacles out everywhere where we are in the world with the bystanding Gentiles as collateral damage to keep up a fallen kingdom. So by building up the woman and providing her like us with this promotion of her shamefulness as gold, put forward a great deception and a trick against the world and her, then the same woman they strengthen in the sinful posture they now destroy, like you were talking about, where she'll be infertile and can't bring forth seed. And so the nation's strength and legacy is gone. You know, that's their intent, and it's a crude trick, and the worshipers of Satan have done this, and they themselves are miserable and wretched in the spirit, and they embody all the fruits of the flesh that Paul talks about, and they hate life, and they hate children, and are envious of the innocence and possibility of the children as light onto the world. So they hate the legacy of a child because they are despisers of dominion, and if Christ has suffered the children to come to me, then they hate Christ and the Most High and would plan the complete opposite, which is to destroy the children who are the young judges against their father, the devil. And I just
roll it
pray
up.
Some
Let's wrap it up. Come on, wrap it up.
Okay, I just want to say that I prayed the Most High because through this truth, I have done a 180 because I was that independent woman that they raised up to subdue the men. And as long as people didn't hurt children or, you know, they didn't do it in willfulness, I was in that mindset of do as thou wilt. And so I operated in that spirit. And I'm just so grateful to the Most High through this truth that, you know, even though I didn't wear the mask, I outstretched my neck and I had wanton eyes. And so all of that, when I was, you know, within that same fake world of, you know, in humility. But I am utterly, like Miss Diana was talking about, sickened by that whole way of operating and that whole conception that was private in my mind that was only a fallout and disguise, you know, of this unique deception that is disguised as true femininity. And so I just want to say, Elders, that I'm just so happy and grateful to the Most High for knowing this truth. And all I want to be is that Proverbs 31 woman. I aspire to be it and never wear that proud head, you know, ever again. And I'm so grateful. And that's all I wanted to say, Elders. Bless you.
Okay.
Praise the Most High.
So, sister, yes. Before you go, so I take it you used to wear the ecstatics, but then you realize and begin to respect the glory that the Most High bestowed upon you naturally, correct?
Oh, well. Well, Elder, I didn't wear the makeup and the mask. More so, I was kind of like in a like Miss Diane was talking about, in a quiet arrogance, because my physical, you know, appearance, I was in a quiet arrogance, and I knew what I could achieve and couldn't achieve in vain glory, and so it was intentional. It was a hidden other type of deception that came about, not from family, but from what the world
could see. The scriptures call it haughty. Thank you, sister. You're right.
Yes,
and I'm glad you came to full realization. We're going to go into that haughty one of those things.
Oh,
thank
so
you.
Grateful.
He's so grateful.
Praise the Most High. Oh,
praise the Most High.
Praise the Most High for this truth.
There
oh, praise
it
the Most
is.
High for this change.
Praise the Most High. There it is, sunshine. All right. Now we're going to take more calls. We're going to, for another 15, 20 minutes or more, because we're still under the time. I made sure I put the board together, made sure all of my talking points were together so I wasn't tripping over my words and just being redundant. So I want to make sure there was a good program that can actually be what you would call a, you know, a good resource for people going forward to help us align man and woman under the Most High together against the enemy and stop blaming one another. Okay. And so I really wanted to articulate what's going on, that now they've made us dealing with each other. They have actually, folks, weaponized being fruitful and multiplying. Just getting together could mean death. The person you deal with that got the stuff could spread something to you that's way more dangerous than syphilis. So hold tight. What I'm going to do real quick, because in your chat, I have, you know, of course, I've been taking phone calls all over the place concerning that song we played by Bishop Ahmad. And brothers and sisters want to know how to get the song. It's in your chat right there. It's in your chat, Royalty Music by Shepherd. And I'm just giving y'all a little snippet of it. Okay, a little snippet of that particular song, one moment. And then we're going to open up the lines, and I'm going to go right down the line and make sure we take care of all your calls. Okay, one moment. Let me get it here. Let's get it. I want y'all to hear this. Yeah. It's called Show Ya. Show you. Here it is, y'all. That's what it's about, man and woman together. Let me break that curse. Put the Most High first. That's right. Tonight is the single release for this particular song that can be found on Royalty Music by Shepherd. Royalty Music by Shepherd. So y'all seen the link there? You got the link there? It's in your chat. Go to Royalty Music by Shepherd. Okay? And get the single. It's only $5. It helps, you know, the bishop for his household. Him and his wife is actually singing in the song. And it's a blessing, because it's about what? The nuclear family defeating the Baphomet. I can show you better than I can tell you. Okay. Someone asked about the song, about the song with the sisters. Don't worry about it. I'm going to play that at the very end. We thank the Most High. That's Bishop Ahmad, the bishop over the Philadelphia church. All right. Now let's finish the calls. Let's go back to the calls. Okay. Had to take a little break there, of course, but I'm back. All right. Here we go. We have, who's this, Chris? We have Chris from the 202 area code.
Shalom, Elder. Shalom,
Elder.
Shalom.
How are you?
All right, I had a comment and a question. Well, I work at a chicken company, and basically it's a cold and hot area. So I end up getting sick because back in my area, it would be like almost like 100 degrees, and I'd be sweating. I go into the cold area, so I got sick. I end up going to the hospital, and what they said was they diagnosed me because I refused the test. And they diagnosed me with possible Jim Jones. And I was wanted to share that because it's like it baffled me because I'm like, why would they diagnose me with something that they didn't test me with?
Test you for. Go ahead.
Yeah, test me for, right. Also, I got family members coming into this truth. Now, their teacher that they're learning from, quote-unquote, in the truth, is saying that the dress was pertaining to, like, women supposed to wear a dress and men supposed to wear pants. He's teaching them that the pants was related to soldier gear, like soldier attire. And I was trying to look and see online, was there a lesson on that understanding so I can share with them? Because I know Zephaniah 1 and 8 says that when the Most High come back, anybody wearing strange attire, you know, they will be judged. So I was wondering, is there a lesson on that so I can share with them? Because I know that's kind of like what we're talking about, the changing of faces.
Okay, let's and I thank you for keeping it within the parameters, you know. But it's like this, brother. What scripture does that say that it's talking about army attire? What scripture is that?
There's none. And
I need you to focus. As a teacher, okay. I don't try to prove something that really doesn't exist according to scripture. I'm not going to have them tell me a bold-faced lie, then look to prove a lie that can't be proven. You understand? There's no place in sin when it says a man is not supposed to wear what pertaineth to a man. A woman is not supposed to wear what pertaineth to a man. Neither should a man put on women's clothing or vice versa. That's not talking about under an army scenario. How do we know that? Because in biblical times, there were no women going to war. So you have to stop receiving their nonsense.
Right.
The Bible is
Thank
clear. A man is not supposed to wear, a woman is not supposed to wear what pertaineth to a man, neither should a man put on woman's clothing. That's clear. Everyone knows what a woman looks like. This is why so many people were shocked when they seen Nas X parading at the BET Awards in a dress. That's not hard to understand, that a dress is woman's apparel, is it?
No, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So you see a woman running around with a fitty with a pants hanging down like a dude. That's obvious. It's obvious that she's trying to come off as a boy.
So what
you need to do is stop these red herring type of arguments with Christians that doesn't make any sense, where there's no biblical foundation for their nonsense. Stop arguing with them. So what I would have done is said, listen, Pastor, that's good. That's good. I know you may have researched that somewhere, that it's talking about military apparel. Can you show me that in the Bible, please? Just leave it there. All right?
Yep. Thanks, Tawada.
Thank you, brother.
Shalom, family. Yep. Thank you.
Don't allow these guys to take you all over the place. I don't understand it, but you let another one get away. All right? Oh, yeah, that's military gear. And you'd be like, well, okay, I'll be back. Let me go with my elder and check the scripture on that. And the people around them make people, and everyone around them that heard him spew that nonsense is believing that, you know, what he just mentioned is scripturally grounded. Yeah, I showed him. Let me check with my elder and get back. No, you let another one away. He was who he thought he was, and we let him off the hook. 316, 316 area code, Sharonda.
Hello there.
How you doing?
I'm good. I came in kind of late, so I don't really know what the topic is. But,
okay, well, Sharonda,
hold up
now. I got to go to another call and come back with you because we have to have people that's on topic, okay? But I will come back with you, Sharonda, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, bless you. All right. Okay, we have Rashad with a comment and question.
Shalom.
Shalom, how are you?
I'm quite well. I hope everything is going good for you all also. So I'll try to keep it quick for you because I know we're working with a time frame. So
mm-hmm.
comment I wanted to pose is going back to in the beginning of the lesson, we were looking at the book of Ecclesiasticus. I believe it was chapters 26, 23, where
yeah,
it says,
a force of a wicked woman is given to a wicked man. You get exactly what
right,
you deserve.
Right.
If you let a you know, fool you into all this sickness. Right?
Yes.
It ain't helpful.
So exactly.
She's doing what she can to get through. Right?
So
this is what
the reason,
even though
yeah.
go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah, so the thing is, this is a situation that I was in, and unknowingly at the time, I was the wicked man that received my portion as a wicked woman. I didn't realize that until after the fact. Now that I'm no longer in the world or living like that, although she still is living in the world like that, it's very difficult for me to convey anything to this person or people like this.
Okay, so a nutshell, because you're speaking in generalities. What you're saying is you
okay.
was a woman that you got with according to the flesh, you totally don't respect you.
You can say that, yes. Yes.
Okay.
And
so give
we
me
no, we're no
give,
longer
give,
together.
Listen, so give me some of the examples of disrespect.
Oh, it's so many. It's so many.
Give us two.
So
we don't have a whole show for this.
Yeah, so I think you were going to hit me with that. So just basic things, like the way I want to live my life by the scriptures solely. She still
See,
wants
that's
to
general,
incorporate.
That's general. Give me some examples
okay.
of disrespect.
When I'm talking to my son, because we have a child together, if I'm trying
okay.
to teach my son what to do or how to carry himself, she'll
okay.
interrupt in the middle of that and say, don't teach that boy that stuff. Don't mess up his childhood. Let him just enjoy being a child. I'll be like, this
An example.
Is not.
An example. What would you teach that son that will benefit him long term that she's against?
Well, I'm big on manhood. A lot of things that I didn't learn when I was his age. One thing, the last incident, I was teaching him about spiritual warfare and what to watch for when people come around him who practice spiritual warfare or witchcraft, rather. And you know, he has people in his family on his mother's side, and you know, they're doing stuff like burning candles and burning sage. And I told him, you know, I was like, son, let's go pray. And when I did that as soon as they heard that word pray, it became a problem. And that was the most recent incident
okay.
that I could
describe
to you. I don't know if that's
– See, but I'm glad you brought it out because that's a big one. Like, who doesn't want a man who encourages prayer with his son? Who's going to look at that as something negative? Who would view that as negative? So that's a perfect example where it says, you know, you were just looking at the physicality of the woman when you got with her, not realizing that you were with what?
Well, not willing that I was the type of woman that I was with. I wasn't realizing that, no.
And listen, she's telling you, don't mess up his childhood by showing your son the righteous path. And here it is.
Yeah.
You have others out there trying to claim, well, hold up, and try to blame men for everything, saying, well, this is why the people are messed up. Well, what happens when a man is doing what this brother is doing and trying to instill righteousness and guide him like a young man? What happens?
The question that I have for you, the question that I have for you, Elder, is, so just to get, you know, that's a brief background of the situation. What am I not doing? Or what could I do better to appeal to her?
Brother, what you can do...
To make things
easier. Listen, what you can do is continue what you're doing. Pray is... Because it doesn't matter, regardless of what she's doing, the Most High got her. There's an influence that happens between a father and son that she cannot do nothing about. You're going to always have that bond with that boy. He's going to always check with you down the line anyway. That's just the way it is. Don't let her discourage you from continuing what you're doing with him. Put it in the Most High's hands and do whatever you can to when you're around him to give him the information. Okay, because whatever you give him, even in your absence, he'll exercise. He's patterning himself after his father, even if she don't understand it. So do what you got to do with him. Continue that. And pray for her. And pray for her, because who knows? The Most I can bring her around. All right? But do not get frustrated.
Absolutely.
Okay? And don't let her move you carnally. Okay?
Absolutely.
Put it in the hands of the Most High. Keep on doing what you're doing. It's working. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
Shalom.
You.
Thank you.
Shalom. Don't mess up my boy's life with that. So what, without the Most High, what life, what? What's out there for? The streets? Lord have mercy. Rebecca on the line.
Hello?
Shalom. How you doing, Rebecca?
Shalom, Elder. I'm good. How are you?
This is the daughter of Elder Gabar.
Shalom.
Talk to us. Let your daddy know he can come on anytime. Anytime. We got a good show to come on right now. Come on. Talk to us.
Okay. All right. So I'm just calling in because I would like to speak about a experience that I have experienced recently working with like the youth. So I work for a dance company that goes to like different schools throughout New York City. And the service that we provide, we send teachers out to these schools and we teach dance. So I teach right now summer camp and I teach
okay.
dance to kindergarten, first grade and second graders. So I had an experience that I never had before with second graders this past Tuesday. So just to keep it short and brief, I was teaching second graders and we were doing like a little game called Sevens Up. And I had like four main people to play the game. So about the four main people outside the classroom, I had the other students inside the classroom and they're all, you know, just waiting for me to come back in to explain to them the rules of the game. So while
okay.
I'm walking back outside the classroom, I'm jumping into a conversation that the four other main players are having. So mind you, the school that I teach at is mostly Israel kids, Hispanics and Blacks. But the class
okay.
that I was teaching, it was majority Hispanics and Blacks, but only one Jaffite student, and she was a girl. So the conversation that I walked into was between the Jaffite girl and a Mexican boy. And the other two are just there just listening in. So the Mexican little boy tells the Jaffite little girl and says, oh, she's a he, not a she, to the girl. And I thought that was like an insult, like he was trying to like bully her, make fun of her or something. And I said, why did you call her a he? Like, she's a girl. He was like, no, she's a he. So the Jaffite little girl buzzed into what I'm saying. She's like, yeah, you know, I'm in transition to me. And I was like, at that moment, like my whole, like, I just blacked out in my mind because I couldn't believe that she was telling me this. So I wanted her to like explain to me more of what she was telling me. And she's like, yeah, you know, I'm in transition right now. And I'm in the process of becoming a boy and that. So at that moment, I was like, wait, hold up. I said, what gender were you born? She said, I was born a girl. And I was like, so you want to be a boy? And she was like, yes. And then when I was going to ask her another question, she was like, I prefer my pronouns to be he and him. So I asked her a question. I was like, what does that mean to you? She was like, well, you know, an example, if somebody sees somebody and say he is or she is running, right? And I was like, so when somebody's speaking to you, they're going to say he is running? And she's like, yeah, just like that. So then from there, I just didn't know what to say because this is like something I never experienced before. So I wouldn't know really what to say, especially when you're a teacher. You can't really say too much in schools. But what really got to me was after that, another like Israel kid, I believe he was like Southern Kingdom or something, he buzzed in the conversation. He goes, yeah, you know, I want to be a girl. And she says she wants to be a boy. I want to be a girl. So at that point, I was like, listen, kids, like whatever gender you was born is perfectly fine. And whatever else besides that, you speak to your parents. Because there are certain restrictions that teachers do have in schools that if they do find out that a student wants to change their gender and they speak to the parents on that, they will get in trouble or lose their job, from what I'm hearing from other teachers as well. Because there are other teachers in this truth that go to these public schools and teach, and they have experienced certain things. So I just wanted to give an example that it is real, and this agenda that they're pushing for our children is affecting our young children, and they speak about it like they know everything about it, that they're confident in their quote-unquote transition. And anybody that wants to put their kids back into the school system, definitely think about it twice before you do that, because, you know, just how that one girl was speaking about how she wants to be in transition, and then that went to somebody else speaking about them changing gender, your child will be around that environment. So definitely think about, you know, what school you're going to bring your children in before you go, because they are definitely pushing this agenda at the age of 7, 6, or 5. So I just wanted to give, you know, the parents and everybody just a testimony on that. So.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, I had to almost T.D. Jakes this thing, you know, I thought it pat in my head, sister, because I'm going to tell you this right now, your sweat beating up, you name it, I had to T.D. that thing. Let me tell you this, sister, it's like this, man, and Kapot mentioned something like this, but there's some information out there for those who transition due to the campaign, that after they did so had serious regrets, even suicide, that's being suppressed by mainstream media.
Yes.
Because right now, sister, what we're finding, it's not that these children are deciding to do this. They're actually getting the attention that most children desire for deciding to do this by adults. Children are impressionable, but the whole thing is, when I grew up and got tokens for doing certain things, I lived for that admiration and validation from my teachers. So the whole thing is, it's really being incentivized and celebrated, so that these children who aren't getting attention at home are actually getting the attention from this program that's now giving them some unique special attention as children. So they don't realize that they cannot distinguish, you know, bad attention from good attention at that age.
Yeah.
Right? They can't distinguish. But when they get older and after making these grave decisions that can't be turned back, the news is not reporting all these people that are actually killing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
For being coerced as children to do something they didn't have the knowledge of its consequences and impact down the line. They're using these children. They don't even care about these children, and that's a shame. And some people might ask, well, what about the parents? But that's a whole nother conversation. But thank you for sharing that. Hey, Sodom Watch is real. The alphabet people are in full control over the school districts.
Yeah.
They're in full power right now. Anything you want to say before I transition to the next call? Oh, my goodness. But go ahead.
No, what you said is definitely true. Like, it's okay. What you said is definitely true. All the other things I have experienced too, in a sense of, like, children, like, I had my first day dealing with the school, the new school I'm at now, I had a little five-year-old girl curse me out, try to fight me and everything. And it was really tough to calm this little young girl down. And it was really tough because she had a sister in the class as well that was seven. And I had to speak to the sister. I said, who picks you guys up when you guys come here? Or you guys, leave here? She goes, oh, my mom. And I was like, okay, so, does your mom speak Spanish? Does she speak English? She goes, no, my mom only speaks Spanish, no English. So in my mind, I'm like, if this little girl is speaking to me in English, cursing me in English, where is she hearing these words from? Because speaking growing up in a Spanish household, like, you speak English. And you speak Spanish, that's the only thing you're hearing at the household. So it's not just the whole agenda of being gay, lesbian, all that, transgender. It's also behavior-wise as well that would teach these children that it's okay to act a certain way at a young age. So when they grow up, that's all they know. And them being that young age, they soak up a lot at once. And when they grow up, that's all they know. I'm like, listen, I have a god sister that does not even speak to me like this. And she's just speaking to me. She's a grown woman. Oh, I don't do this and that. So it's very scary to see it. Because with me, I never experienced that in the sense of really, like, them really on those, those actions of cursing, saying they're transgender and this and that. But actually seeing it, I can say, like, it is true. They're very, the agenda that the world and the adversary is trying to put on our children is happening, because sometimes we just see it on the internet or in the news, but I actually experience, like, it is happening slowly but surely.
It's over.
Yeah.
Well, sister, I'm sure there's some positives that comes with you actually being there to influence some of these people indirectly towards the truth. I mean, what a valiant effort that is in this day and time when many school teachers and others are running away from the school system. And right? People don't even want to be school teachers no more, being handcuffed with these new agendas, with these new scenarios. But sister, hey, you fight as long as you can, but eventually you may have to buy out yourself. But that's a whole conversation for later. Because you don't want to get in trouble saying something, guiding someone towards the truth, but we'll talk outside of this, but thank you, sister. Very good info. There you go, sister.
All right.
Sister Rebecca. Thank you. Sister Rebecca. We have Yadamia on the line. Yadamia, let's go. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. How you doing? Yadamia, talk to us. Yadamaya?
Yes.
Yadamaya,
yes,
okay. The floor is yours.
I want to lift prayers to the house of Levi and Manasseh right now. You see the craziness happening over there, but I do have a comment to say. It was very edifying what you said because my testimony correlates to what you were saying as far as the harlotry and the wickedness that women are displaying with their witchcraft. Essentially, I come from this type of program. My brother Joshua is a pastor, but I got led astray, and I married a strange woman who was she came from Italy, and I disobeyed what he told me. He said she's wicked, and I disobeyed everybody, and I married this woman, And she promised me, she had kids and everything, and we kind of like ran away together, but she promised me that she'd be able to bear a child, and she couldn't do that. So I got lied. I got slighted. But I'm saying this just to give a testimony to young men like myself. You're exactly right, because when you're giving, I got stripped away from my blessing. As soon as I went into that house, I got into a very dark state. My prayers, I couldn't even lift my prayers up. I felt like there was a blanket over me, a heavy blanket. And I just, things just started diminishing in my life. They truly did. But we're in the age of feminism. We really are. And you can't even set a standard for kids. And I was doing that because, as a man of God, even in that predicament, you test the spirit of the fruit to understand somebody, and that's exactly what I did. So
okay.
I started to bring, you know, a higher into the house. And I, as soon as I said, let's pray, I can't pray. So as soon as that happened, I almost lost my life on the highway. I flipped 16 times, and that's when I really started to see everything. And I walked out unscathed. And that's when I really started to give my life back to the Most High, Ahaya. It was a big deal. Mm-hmm. The cops really said, we thought we were going to see a spotted dead body on the floor. This is in Long Island. I live in Long Island. I'm a young fighter, and I used fighting as a way to represent the House of Israel and to wake these kids up. And I know how it is to be on the streets, and I know how it is to be thrown to and fro because of people, because of the standard of this world, because you want to be looked at, and essentially sometimes, and you want to be understood. But you have sometimes to cover from a different cloth for a reason, and I understand that now. And I do truly thank Ahaya for this opportunity for me to be able to show better for myself, because honestly,
okay.
My whole family.
Well, real quick.
Family, no. What's up? I'm sorry.
Well, brother, it doesn't matter what you did in the past. As long as you turn to the Most High, He can help you turn things around, even when it comes to your children there. Real quick, when you say you are a fighter, you mean physical fighter?
Yes, sir. I'm a professional kickboxer. I fight international on global kickboxing as well. But that's my thing.
That's good, because we need brothers who can train other brothers. So,
and that's exactly my purpose. And my brother's a fighter too.
Well, Elder Gabor,
we have that duo, you know.
Okay, stick with me, because I'm going to get your phone number so you can come sit with us and talk. Of course,
yes,
you have to be in our classes and doctrinal-wise and all that and get that together.
Yes, sir.
But once you get that together, you can train some of our brothers, you know, but it the spiritual side first. We got to be able to trust you on that side,
because once you get those two together,
man. All right, I'm going to put your number down here, and I'm going to give you a call.
I just wanted to say one last thing. I just want to thank you and your congregation for what you do, because honestly, it's very edifying, and it brings clarity to the house. We really need it. And in the days where we have to be husbands in our house, we have to be kings in our cities to set a standard for the Most High.
Okay.
So,
well, brother,
thank you for everything you do and for all you offer.
Hey,
thank you.
Hey, brother, you know what the best thanks can be? The best thanks on earth is you picking up your plow and getting into this spiritual war with us. And above all, because the race is not to the swift.
That's right.
You must get this light and never allow your light to dim. And at the end of the day, finish. There's ups, downs, and ebbs and flows. This is not a sprint. People sprint and get all into the hype of what the truth is, not realizing that it's an endurance. It's a marathon. You're going to have ups and downs, doubts, everything, but never lose your first love. That's when you knew that this was the truth. So
that's what happens.
You want to thank me, brother? Finish.
Absolutely. And now I have a child on the way. You see the wickedness happening.
Brother, may the Most High be with you, brother. Mm-hmm. But what I'm going to tell you is we can thank each other when it's over. Let's spin.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, my brother.
Strong.
There you go.
God bless.
Hey, we got some fighters. Hey, there you go. Hey. McIntosh on the line. 678.
Shalom. How you doing, Elder?
I'm blessed by the best. His name is
Ahayah. Absolutely. Well, I got a question and a comment.
Yes.
So I'm down here. I'm listening to the program. I'm listening to people. A lot of people probably upstate and out west. I'm down south. I'm going to give you a view down south in Tennessee, Chattanooga, where I am. The war begins every morning. When I walk out of my door in my neighborhood, I see a bunch of rainbow flags everywhere and these alphabets. And this Jim Jones juice is going crazy down here. So what I did, I just, when people come to me with that Jim Jones juice, Elder, I was telling them, look, I've been baptized. And the room just stopped. I said, I've been baptized. I said, let me tell you something. If the Holy Spirit can't cure whatever it is you think is out there, I said, we all just forget. I said, I've been baptized. I said, so I'm not worried about nothing, you know. So they can take that on. I'm not going to be intimidated by that.
Hold up. Before you say anything, we got 4 minutes before the call line cut off, okay?
Okay.
And in 4 minutes, you will not be able to call in and give have a question or comment. All of the line closed within the stream, which is 4 minutes. I may do a little overtime, but if you have something to say, you need to get in now. 515-605-9327. I'm not talking about you, Bill. I'm talking to people out there. So okay. If you're going to call in and have a question or comment and want to have a say, you can only do it within the next 3 minutes. Call the number on the screen. That's where you can support the work, too, on the screen here. But make sure you call the number on the screen and get in and push one for question or comment. All right, continue, McIntosh.
Yes, sir. I wonder if you could clarify something for me. When you go on the scripture and you say that in those days a man shall be like gold, can you explain that thoroughly to me? Because I want to make sure I got the right answer and the definition for that.
Okay, great. All right, number one. When you find gold, it's not shining, is it? It's just a rock.
No, sir.
You have to put it through the fire for all the impurities to actually get out of it so you can actually see how the brilliance of this particular metal. So these are men who have went through trials and have now been perfected or on their way to perfection towards the kingdom of heaven, and they're shining above the rest. That's first and foremost. They're rare. That's now when they shine because they've gone through things, but still have endured. So the Most High tells us that we shall be like pure gold and we'll be refined like gold is refined in the fire. And that refinery is usually the tribulations that comes with living in a world that's against us. We're fighting all these different scenarios in our own flesh, but still standing with the Almighty. So what the Most High seen from heaven is this shining jewel that's continually growing into perfection. Regardless of all the conspiracies and all of the science and all the with the whole system against us, we're still shining. Okay, that's first and foremost. The second thing is, what makes gold worth more than any other metal? A question to you.
I believe it's a precious metal that is not easy to acquire.
Thank you. When it comes to aluminum, steel, iron, you can find all of this, you know, in bulk almost anywhere. But compared to gold, gold is rare compared to the findings of other metals. It's rare. So, hey, that's what makes it precious. So there's a supply and demand component because you can't readily get this like aluminum, silver, copper. It's set apart from everything else. So when the Most High says that a man shall be like pure gold, it's talking just that. These type of men who are rare. Okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Like Christ, the disciples, like you, brother, and others out there that would, let me tell you right now, if you are down with temptation and want to fulfill your flesh, there's no better time to be living in this world than now. But we're choosing what? We're choosing the kingdom over the lust of the world. That's rare.
Yes,
that's rare, brother. There you go. Right?
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate that question and the answers, and I appreciate the clarification. I'm enjoying my first academy. I definitely will be going back for the second, and I just wanted to tell you that it's been a blessing to me, and we getting our house together here, just like, you know, you spoke about, you know, getting our reserves together, getting everything together, so, you know, when the lights go out, you know, hey, we gonna be able to sit there and think about it and communicate.
There you go. And you got your passport and all that until, right? Everything is good now?
I got all, yes, sir, I'm good. I got 10 years on it, brand new.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Hey. Oh. And guess what,
yes,
brother? That's just one form of identification. We're not saying that that's the ticket out. But what we're saying,
yes,
is you must have all your ducks in a row, including what? The highest level of identification one can acquire on this earth. And you know what else is like pure gold compared to any other passport on earth? A U.S. passport.
Yes, sir.
And I'm gonna tell you how precious a U.S. passport is. You will go into another country, and people will see you with your passport, and the people who live in the country will be conspiring on how to get it off of you. Okay? I'm going to tell you right now, being someone through experience with travel, okay?
Yes, sir, they can't get mine.
But what I'm saying is get that, because Born Identity, all these different movies, when cats are trying to get away and do certain things, you notice they'll go to a remote place and find all this. They'll open up a locker and you'll see all these different passports, just in case. So
yes,
it's another tool. And if we have all these different forms of identification, make sure you have that in tow before they begin to switch things up. I'm going to put it out there right now.
Sir.
Thank you, brother. All right?
I appreciate you.
All
thanks,
right.
Sir.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Now, we have Janisha that I'm about to bring on. We're going to take a few more calls. But before we take calls, let me make another announcement. The Hebrew and Bible Academy, July 25th. You just heard this, brother. I want to see y'all up in this thing. HistoryTimes.org. HistoryTimes.org, okay? We want to see you there. It's only $150 for 3 months of serious teaching. Come on now, be a part of it, or you're going to miss out. Also, on your particular, in the comment section, I just placed the link if you would like to get Bishop's song, Show You, that you've heard earlier. It's right there. One other scenario or song. I'm going to play a little piece before I continue the calls. People ask me about the song the sisters from Texas sung last, Wednesday. Well, there you go. Now, look, totally natural sisters. From who? From the Dallas Body, called TTK, To the Kingdom. That's right. Here's the three sisters singing the song, I'll Pray With You. Natural Daughters of Zion. Here's a link to get the song. The Dallas Body. Come on, girl. Go ahead, girl. Go ahead, girls. Sisters, daughters of Zion. Man, just to hear Christ's name. Just to hear his name being praised all over the earth, man. What the Most High have done with this ministry, man. I'm seeing this. It's well beyond anything I could have ever imagined. And I'm talking about the work in of itself throughout the four corners of the earth. This is the work of the Almighty. These young sisters got together from the Dallas body, and you know what? That's why I wanted to make sure at the very end, before I take more calls, that people know that, listen, we're not against our family. We're not against our sisters. But only a few is going to make it through, and we're trying to pull our sisters out of this darkness so that people can see their true beauty of how the Most High intended a daughter of Zion to be seen on their way to Zion. I pray for you. All right. That's right. So if you want to support that particular song, here's the website that Brother James sent me, and all praises be to the Most High, giving all praises to Yeshua. All right, all right, all right. 1 second here. All right, boom. All right, we only got a few more calls, so let's go through here. I got a few people waiting. That's right. Where Janisha have been waiting for almost an hour. Let me bring her on, Janisha.
Hello?
Shalom, how are you? You're live.
I'm fine. I was wondering if I could read just a little bit from this article to you about 5G and the juice.
Okay. Now, is it a long article, or is it something that you can quantify within 2 minutes?
I can break it down a little bit.
Come on, let's go.
So the way to find the article is you just look up a company called NumSquare, and you just put 5G. It's a French company, and you can translate it because it is in French. There's an option to translate it. And so it says 5G V. Choose your 5G pack with your V against the COVID. C virus. Sorry. It says NumSquare helps you choose your 5G mobile offer with your C19V. And
So when you say V, you're saying vax, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so say vax so it's more clear in context as you deliver this particular article. So what you're saying in a nutshell, what they're telling people is that 5G is really a connection beyond the phone. It's connecting people that have the stuff along with their phones. It's a control mechanism that's connecting people to what? The antennas of 5G is what you're you're quantifying, what you're breaking down. All right, go on. What else do you have in that?
Yeah. This is one part you really need to hear. Of course, we do not forget the hypersensitive waves and frequencies to all victims of HSE syndrome. We suggest that you get your, I forgot what you told me to call it.
Vax,
using a high fluorescent, I think it's a shungit. They have it crossed out, needle. You will then be able to have a low-wave solution while allowing the internet access with a quite decent speed. In France, the choice of the operator and its network will be made upstream of the facts. Given the time it takes to deploy offers and services, if you would like more information on the offers available and the opera, that's only a portion of it.
Okay, I understand, because I understand the time restrictions, so you're trying to just pick out the little pieces of importance. Send that article to gatheringas1@AOL.com. But in a nutshell, just give us the source so that they can find it themselves. And in a nutshell, if you could break it down, what is that article actually saying? What is it saying in a nutshell?
From what I'm getting from it, it seems to be connecting. It's something in the VAX that connects you to the internet, because there's a picture on the article webcam.
Yeah.
We've
seen a brother who tried to go next to a television, and when he did, after getting the Pfizer one, the Pfizer said Bluetooth is looking to connect to his number based on the vial or VAX that was placed in him. So every place he went, it says attempting to connect to Bluetooth. So what you're saying is absolutely correct. But what they're not telling you is that the young men, it's causing a lot of inflammations of the heart. So we're going to hear about a lot of heart attacks. Another thing they're not saying is what they call side effects. Another word they're using instead of adverse reactions. I mean, there's a lot of things going down that's being suppressed. And all in all, this world is going to look entirely different, especially our community, in the next 2 or 3 years. Our community is going to be almost extinct in a lot of these areas. So the regentrification, when we started realizing what was going on, this is how they're now. This is the last leg of the regentrification. So what you're saying is right on. We're going to hear a lot of heart attacks. We're going to hear a lot of people losing their minds at insane asylums because they're not going to be able to get the voices out of their heads. We're going to hear more crime with people actually being triggered to harm one another. All of this encompasses what that article is saying, sister. And we've been talking about this. But, you know, of course, on these particular platforms, we have to be measured with it. But, hey. Send me that article to Gathering as One so I can actually go over that in the news, okay? I really appreciate
it. I'll send it to GLCC Texas also, because I have that email also, just as a backup.
And anything else you have, make sure you send it. I really appreciate it. Janisha, with the news. Thank you. Yeah. All right. Hey, more confirmation. But, hey, but just like hey, if you want to, you can listen to Juvenile. Vax that thing up, all right? 301 area code. You can do that if you want. Tell me if you're feeling real freaky, won't you vax that thing up? How they tie in feeling real freaky with a vaccine? Listen to this broadcast today and you'll understand. They're tying it into sexual intercourse. For those who didn't get it, don't worry about it. You're going to get it another way. Swapping cells. 301 area code. See, they don't care through herd immunity. They don't care if all the people get it because there's so many people who will freely sleep with strangers. 301 area code. Here you go.
Hi, Elder. Well, praise be the Most High that I'm able to get on tonight. I just wanted to say that my daughter is 9 and I took her to the doctor and they wanted to give her AVAC, but it was for young girls so they don't get any transmitted whatever.
You're talking about the HPV demon.
Yeah.
They're targeting young girls. But go ahead.
Yeah. And I'm telling them that she's only 9. She's not doing that. So why does she need to have it? And the doctor was just trying to pursue. And I'm like, if she's not, it's for when she does. So I said, no, she's not going to get it. And they said, well, you know, they were trying to really push it, and they're telling me that you would have to look into, like, finding other doctors because, you know, we have to give her a bath at, you know, at 11 and at, you know. So I'm just saying they're really pushing, you know, the agendas out there. They're trying to attack from the womb. I mean, at 9 years old, why are you giving a child, you know, something they're not even doing, you know? So I just wanted to say that, you know.
So I know the audience would like to know, how did you respond to them trying to push something that your daughter may regret down the line? Because usually they don't tell you the adverse effect until it's too late. They say in one thing, well, but if she's not having intercourse already, why even give it to you? Which is utterly insane. This is why I don't understand how they can give children a tuberculosis when children don't have sex. I'm talking about newborns. So it's to the point where they think they're speaking to just straight idiots at this point. But I know brothers and sisters in general would like to know, how was your response to this? What did you say? And then what happened once you gave them the answer?
Well, I said no, and they kept giving me information. It's good for her down the line, you know. I said no. I said, I'm not going to do this, and I left it like that. I didn't discuss it with my daughter because she's only 9 years old, and I the conversation wasn't in front of her, so I just left it alone there, and I'm just not doing it. And
what did they say? What did they say once you came with the final answer there?
They give me information where I should look it up, and they said it's good. And they said, well, you know, we have to give back, you know, and you're not going to have her be in back, then, you know, you're probably going to want to have to find another doctor.
Okay. Deuces.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Matter of fact, hey, why don't you send your child to my house and let me shoot something strange into your child? How does that sound? That don't sound like a good thing, does it? Oh, I know. It's the magic white jacket you have on. It gives you full autonomy from the heavens. Okay. To say, you know, to convince people who you think are stupid to take something, you know, that can have some serious long-term effects. Targeting the womb of our sisters. Thank you, sister, for standing up for the truth. Women are waking up.
Okay.
Thank you, sister.
Okay.
Now, what you have to watch out for is them now, especially in the area 301 area code, where they're passing laws where children can consent or be convinced to consent outside of what? Their parents' permission. So, sister, make sure you look into that. Whether or not, because this is why under Obama, they wanted under Obamacare to bring everyone into a database medically. So that when they roll this thing out, you're denying it here, but it'll pop up someplace else your children are, like in school, to say that the parent is against this. Why don't you now, being the school district, convince the nurse or someone or the child psychologist? Why don't you have one of them convince your child to do it against the parent's wishes? This is why under the Obamacare and all this crap, they wanted to do what? It didn't have nothing to do with healthcare. Folks, they always wanted our people to be under the experiment of healthcare. Black people never had a lack of a scenario where they're looking at it and saying, well, okay, I can't get any healthcare. I've never seen an instance in the hood where you can't get free healthcare. So it wasn't about that. It was about a database so that if we go into a strange state or adjoining state or someplace else, your information would pop up that you denied it in the new area. So it doesn't stop there, sister. Your family is in a database. And if you deny it and said no, they tag that so that someone else can try to convince your daughter to do it without your permission. Look into that. Make sure you tell your daughter. If anyone for any reason try to convince you of anything, call me right there on the spot. Let me tell you, hey, y'all better get in that academy, because we can't even go in full, you know, and full disclosure on this thing. 225 area code. Let's go.
Shalom.
Shalom, you're live.
First of all, thank you. I just want to thank you, Elder, for, I have learned so much from you in these past few months that I've learned in years.
Oh, praise God. So thank you for that.
All praises. I have so many comments listening, but I'll make it really short. I wanted to say the depopulation thing, they've been doing that forever. I can remember when I was in school how all of my friends were on birth controls at 12, 13 years old, and now those very same friends, I'm now in my 40s, they can't have children, and they're longing to have children because what they don't tell you is after taking all of that birth control, at some point I believe that they're sterile because I have at least 8 friends that can't have children. And it's so sad. They're going to all kind of doctors, and they're trying to freeze their eggs. And, you know, it was promoted as black women, you know, you go to school and you get an education. And whereas I was different from my friends, I was married at a young age. And so I had 3 children, and I was looked down upon. But now these friends, which I've since divorced, but, I mean, I have my kids. But these friends, they have nobody, you know, and it's sad. Mm-hmm. And I can also remember at being a college student, I remember I was having problems with my stomach, and I went to a doctor, and I was a poor little college student. I was maybe like 21, and they kept sending me home. And the doctor had to write an order. He said, well, they're sending you home because you don't have insurance. And so he wrote an order for them to, you know, see me. And then they told me, like, I needed a hysterectomy. And I went to them, like, on a Thursday, and they were scheduling a hysterectomy for me, like, that Monday. And I called my daddy, and I was crying.
Right.
I'm like, I'm too young. I'm too young for this. And my daddy told me, he said, well, I don't care how much it costs. You go to whatever doctor, whatever bills you run up, I'll pay. And here I am being told I needed a hysterectomy at 21. I'm 46 years old, and I still have all my lady parts. So it's just an agenda.
Listen, they be straight putting fair and sisters in private and lying. See, back then, they really wanted to push the doctor-patient privilege to keep things private so that we wouldn't know at home what was going on with our sisters. Back then, mm-hmm. it was, you know, you kept what medically, whatever's going on between you and your doctor, in our neighborhood, we kept that private. So
right.
back then, they were promoting keeping all the medical procedures they was doing, targeting our sisters' wombs private because they were doing things they had no business. But now, all of a sudden, doctor-patient privilege doesn't mean anything. They want to know outright who's taking the medical procedure. So now,
right.
all of a sudden, they done switched it now. But when they was doing things targeting sisters saying, hey, I think we found something. We need a pap smear. We need to scrape your uterus, and we need to do all this. Guess what? Us men in the neighborhood, we were totally in the dark concerning what was going on with our sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And all that stuff was kept private, okay? All of that stuff while they were targeting us, especially in the 90s. When they was targeting the womb, claiming that
yeah.
sisters had cervical this and this, that, and the other, and stuff, a growth and all these things. When really, it was really a side effect of the birth control causing blood clots and other things in certain areas. But sister, I'm glad you're talking about this. Because it goes back to eugenics. This was their plan, to separate the man from the woman and scare the mess out of the women, scare women into sterilization. Anything else you would like to say?
I had a question on something I've kind of been preparing because I don't know, you know, what's going to happen. And so I've been stockpiling, and I was trying to have a conversation with one of my family members who is a devout Christian. And she just pretty much thought I was crazy, and you know, I'm new in the walk, so I don't try to, you know, argue with anybody. I just kind of try to say what I know and explain it to the best of my ability, but I will bow down because I can't do the back and forth. Either you believe me or you don't. But when I was
what
telling
you mean
her that
stockpiling? Because sometimes when somebody hears that word, stockpiling, that can be anything. You're talking about safety. Food, making sure you storing food?
Food, water, yes, you know, just things.
Okay.
Because I don't know what will happen if I don't get the
yeah.
juice or with this. And she
yeah.
told me, she said, well, what Bible are you reading? Because my Bible tells me, not to prepare, just to gather only what you need for today.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. She's going to be in the FEMA rapture, okay. Because this is what it comes down to. She's going to be looking to you for food. The
mm-hmm.
bottom line is this, sister. And I'm going to tell you right out. Be careful what you say. It's time to keep your – really? It's time to just be quiet concerning that you got food and all that. Because when it comes down, the first thing going to pop into her mind is your house.
Right.
And you have to start – the Bible says, be wise as serpent, harmless as doves. The Bible tell you that things shall be readily cheap in those days where the people will think they're in good case. But what I know coming down the pipeline is deep. They're paying farmers right now $3,800 and sending out private letters for farmers to actually burn and destroy their own crops. A lot of people
wow.
in Nebraska and others are actually fighting against it. But if they squeeze these farmers enough to the degree where money and what stimulus is offered to them more than what they can sell their crops for, they're going to be forced to actually get rid of their own crops. I'm seeing a lot of this as we speak, sister. So let me tell you, listen, mum is the word.
Okay.
Okay.
And there's something going on because I'm in Louisiana, and I know
yeah.
that Bill Gates has bought thousands and thousands of acres of land here, of farmland.
Yeah.
And it's not just Louisiana, but his biggest chunk is in Louisiana. But he's purchased farmland all over.
Well, sister, he right now Bill Gates, well, the company, he's just a front man for it.
Right.
The powers that be under Satan own more farmland than any other farmer in the earth right now. Under Bill Gates, under his label, under his
mm-hmm.
name. He owned more farmland than any other entity or personal company in the United States. I'm talking about, and guess what? I can't put it out there right now because we have a channel, but there's a plan with all of that, okay? So, yes,
mm-hmm.
there will be a famine and control of water, and it's not just happening here in the United States. This is the exchange of what happened in Haiti. They're going to start pushing the juice over there real quick, and they got a plan for the resources that our people are living on that's living in Haiti. They got up, but that's a whole other program. Stay tuned. Well, thank you.
Okay,
sister, right?
Okay. I believe.
Thank you.
God bless. God bless, brother.
Thank you. It was a lot in that phone call. Thank you, sister.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Listen, the Bible tells these Christians, that they would believe, it tell you that the Most High would send them strong delusions that they may believe a lie. And they looking at us like we're crazy. Christians, I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm going to tell you right now, all right? Food do not grow and produce in supermarkets. Now think about how you felt when what? There was a lockdown and And you could find no toilet paper or paper towel on the shelves. You know why they did that? Because they know people would go stark crazy if it was, instead of paper goods, canned goods and regular produce. So you're looking at toilet paper and paper towel, but that was just a test run. Folks, there was no shortage of paper towel. There was no shortage. No sooner the lockdown was over, you seen all of the shelves filled again. That was a test run. You're going to be able to get a lot of toilet paper, okay, and paper towel when it all go down. The food is going to be the problem, okay? And not just the United States, but that's a whole other program. I only got a few more calls. Let's see. We're really up against the time already. It's been a great program. I hope that you brothers and sisters take heed to the information and do what? Prepare. The Bible says he shall strengthen Christians' strong delusion that they may believe a lie. And the last thing you need to do is to tell these delusional Christians out there who believe that a rapture is coming, that you got fooled. Because when it all breaks down, if there's no antichrist like they were taught in these crazy churches, and their pastor and all of them are nowhere to be found after taking the Jim Jones juice, because this was a pretext to put down Christians, when all that happens and there's no food, guess where? Not only her, everybody she know will be at your house fighting for your food with the juice up in her. So you better learn. There ain't no time for this. This is the walking dead that's going on right now. You're telling people, yeah, I'm stockpiling food. I got rations of water. And they sitting there eating all their food, drinking their water without storing anything. But in the back of their mind, when it all goes down, when there's no access, she's knocking down your door with her cousin, Pookie. All right? So this is what goes down. I'm going to tell you right now, sisters, especially you sisters, stop telling people everything.
Free for free. Now, it's costing me almost $100,000, but she acquired it.
Okay, 908. What happened there? Only got two more. You have Ray Ray on one side, Pookie on the other, and June, he's the one that got, he has a rope that's going to tie you up. 479 area code.
Hello?
Shalom, you're live with the Gavin Price Church.
Hi, Elder. I've been trying to call for a long time.
You're live.
Hello? Yeah.
Yes.
I just want to thank you for everything that you do, because I've been able to listen to your lesson and learn, and it has helped me a lot to build. Before, I don't go to church. I don't believe Christians and all these things, but I was looking for the truth. And before, when I watch YouTube, you always come up and I will take you out. So one day I say I will just listen to this. So when I listen, it gets me onto it, and I believe that was the truth. And since that day, I've been following you, and I'm also in the academy. And
praise,
I will enter this one too. And this is my fifth time taking the academy. So my daughter is 18 years now, and we are trying to baptize, but we don't get anywhere. And now we cannot travel too. So I don't know what to do.
Where are you from, actually?
I'm in Norway.
No, I hear an accent. Where are you from?
I'm from Ghana.
From Ghana. Ghana. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you are in Norway.
Yes.
One second, sister, because I put the sister song TTK, or what's that? Make sure I have it right here. TTK.
Yeah.
I put the link in the comments for you, brothers and sisters, who would like to support. I pray for you, okay? I put that in there. I'm sorry, I was distracted, sister. What was your question again? I'm sorry.
No problem. My question is that my daughter is 18 years, and I've been able also to teach her about the Word of God. And
okay.
Now we want to baptize, and we don't
and
have anywhere to...
And you're in Norway, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Send us an email, and we'll have our people in Europe contact you so that we can set up a baptism. No problem. Send an email to gatheringasone@aol.com, sister. And we're in connection now to try to get things together. There's a lot of things, some good things, but a lot of weird things going on in Ghana right now that we have to get together. then maybe you can help
yes,
me with that
I know.
Also. Yeah.
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 I was praying to go to Ghana to build
okay.
a place for to invite you guys to come there.
Okay, well, so don't worry about it. Listen, it's good. But get with us, but we found that there were some people who went before us and doing some things that they weren't supposed to be doing
mm-hmm.
in that particular area, and which is unfortunate because every time what we're doing, like when we went overseas, you have other people that try to come and do certain things to compromise before we get a chance to really finish what we need to do in any specific area. They will try to come first
okay.
and do something first in certain areas, even though we have a church or people in that area. So I'm gonna mm-hmm. make an announcement on that soon because some people went over there without, you know, without proper guidance, and I know where mm-hmm. that's going. So, but I don't want you to get caught up into that. Send an email to gathering@1, the number 1@AOL.com. And we're going to tell
mm-hmm.
everyone, let everybody know what's going on over there in Ghana, who's our church,
mm-hmm.
and what else is over there that's really
okay.
that's going to try to present themselves as us. So,
okay,
that's a whole nother conversation. But hey, it's to be expected, and this is to be expected all the way to the wilderness. But sister,
yes.
do me a favor, please. Send an email to gatheringas1@AOL.com. Don't get caught up with the online stuff. We're going to guide you with the Ghana body
okay.
as well as the UK body, okay?
Yeah, and now also we cannot travel. So how are we going to do it?
Well, sister, again, send us an email and have
okay.
we're going to have someone call you because there's no such thing as can't.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
I will be glad. Yeah, I will do that. Gathering as A1.
Can. All right. Gathering as
okay.
one. The word gathering
got
as, it. A-S, the
a
number
school.
One, at AOL.com. All right?
Okay, I will do that. Thank you very
we'll
much.
We'll have someone reach out and... Because there's always options, but sometimes when our people are faced with an obstacle, we don't know that there are alternatives.
Yeah.
Which, or they say we can't. Well, obviously we can't. Or they say it's a mandate, so I guess I have to get it. No,
yeah. And I'm not ready to travel. I'm not taking anything, so I'm
yeah.
stuck here.
Well, you know, you have to exhaust options. There's no such thing as can't, okay? Now,
okay.
of course, there's obstacles, but we just have to find alternatives, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about. All right, thank you, sister, and we'll be in contact with you. And for those who would like to become a part of the Hebrew and Bible Academy right now, if you're interested and never heard of it or you thought about it, in your chat
it's
right
amazing.
Now. You were in the academy, huh?
Yeah, I'm in the academy. This is I will enter this one, and it's going to be my fifth time. So.
Praise the Most High. Well, in the chat, and I'm going to place
yeah.
you on hold, sister.
And
in the chat. Hold up, sister. I'm sorry I cut you off, but I have to go. Send an email, and we'll respond back and talk later because I'm up against the time. I apologize for that. HistoryTimes.org is where you hit the link. Get in the academy, and I'm pushing it tonight because people try to get in and try to do everything in the last minute. And it makes it so hard on our side, working with people saying, well, oh, I forgot. Put it in there over and over again. Link there. You can actually enroll right now online if you would like. And it'll cover the full 3 months, okay? Last call for this evening. We're going to go directly to the 352 area code. Last call for the evening. You're locked. Yes? No? All right. No. All right. All right. 786 area code. Matter of fact, 731 area code. Last call. You're live.
Shalom.
Shalom. How are you? Hey, brother. Yeah, this phone is. There's a serious issue with this connection. You have to get right up on this thing, because I can't hear you.
I got to hear you.
Okay, I'm about to fade out. I'm fading. I'm all due respect, brother, but I don't know. It sounds like you're speaking from the other side or inside a portal. In the bathroom, through an inner tube.
Can you hear me?
There you go. Talk to us.
My fault. I had to disconnect my headset.
Let's talk.
But I first wanted to just give praise to High End. Thank y'all for what y'all done taught me in the last 2 years that I've been following y'all on YouTube. And I wasn't the previous academy. I wasn't able to afford it this time. I do apologize on that, but I'm working on this next one. But I've recently just moved to Arkansas from Tennessee, and I moved here because I wanted to get better situated so I can be able to prepare for what's coming up. And they are definitely pushing the juice out here, and I just wanted to ask questions on how y'all recommend we get past this, because I've even got my wife's family pushing it on her. I've got people all around here telling me that I'm wrong for not taking it, and, you know, like I tell them, it was just my beliefs.
Okay, this is how you do it, brother. Why are you divulging any information at all? They don't got to know whether or not you took it.
True. But, I mean,
only if
I'm still working on a lot of things. Like, my mentality was, I used to be a very angry person, so I'm trying to stay calm, you know.
Okay.
But it's mainly just to stay out of the conversation or stay out of the argument.
Okay, this is how you stay out of the argument. How old are you?
35, sir.
The Bible, Christ
tells
us. I'm
originally from Los Angeles.
You're the man. Listen to what I'm telling you, because you have to take this in. Get some wisdom here. The Bible states, young man, he told the disciples, our Lord and Savior, I send you out as sheep among wolves. Be what? Be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. You have to get on your feet to be able to self-sustain for you and your family, or you will be at the behest of these zombies. Because if you're living in their home, they're going to dictate what happens. Okay?
Yes, sir.
So I take it you have your own place, or you're dependent on some people who've been zombified.
Oh, no, that was the reason for me moving from Tennessee to Little Rock. Another reason was because I used to minister in churches out there, and Tennessee is a big Christian area, and people just kept coming at me for being wrong for not going to church anymore.
Okay, but going back to the original premise, you're living, you have control.
I'm moving out here to get individually.
I know there's probably a delay. What I'm asking you is, do you live on your own or you're dependent on someone who have taken the juice?
Oh no, I'm on my own right now.
Okay, well, hey, that's your house. There's no way other people can pressure you concerning this decision. To keep it, you know, to me, it's beyond the time of warning people anymore. 9 times out of 10, the people who were scared did it already. What you have to do is walk wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, understanding that if you made a decision not to become zombified, you are now public enemy number one. Okay? So you have to operate as such. Okay? You have to, you know,
yes,
walk inconspicuous, keep the conversations low, and don't even talk about the vaccines with people. What you're watching out for is the people you're going to avoid when it's all said and done. Okay? If you have the knowledge of the Most High now, you have to now navigate according to it. It's not about convincing anyone about this anymore. Anytime, brothers, that they can use juvenile to try to convince people to be vaccinated, to back that thing up. At that point, like if they think that we're this low and our mentality is that low that they can use that, what convincing can you do? Okay, so the whole thing is people are going to make the decisions they're going to make because they were already in sin. and had fear over the faith that they claim to be a part of as Christians. So, at the end of the day, are you pressured with someone asking you about the vaccine? Yes or no?
I don't feel pressured, no, sir.
Okay, so if someone asked you, have you taken Jim Jones juice, what is your answer?
No. Well,
no.
Now that
no,
I thought,
no,
no.
This is how you answer. Young man, this is how you answer. I don't divulge my private medical decisions with people. It's called doctor-patient privilege. That's a teaching moment for them because they don't. How long have we been told about doctor-patient privilege? You're not saying you didn't take it. What you're telling them is it's none of your business. Okay, I'm exercising my doctor-patient privilege. I think that's a little bit on the imposing side, asking me whether or not I've taken a medical procedure, don't you? And then, you know, look back at them and see the blank stare without them blinking, trying to think, trying to actually ascertain and actually, you know, get it together as they're looking at you like, yeah, common sense is something I haven't heard in about 2 years. Okay?
Yes, sir. And
do not put your information out there. You got the last word. Come on. Let's go.
My final question is just, I was wondering if y'all had a body or anything in Little Rock that I'd be able to be around people that are like-minded like myself that I can use to help motivate me positive.
We do have people near Arkansas. We have Elder Ramar over that particular area. Matter of fact, I had a phone call today, well, last night, discussing, you know, food options to be able to plant there. So, absolutely. So send an email to goccsouth@yahoo.com, goccsouth@yahoo.com, and Elder Lawyer will get that information to Elder Ramar. Someone will call you, brother, and have you be a part of the work we have out there. All right?
Oh, yes, sir. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. That's our last call for tonight. That concludes our... That concludes our lesson for tonight. The world's changing faces. Have you prepared for the downsizing of humanity? Keep in mind that we're circling the wagons as God's people to the Jews first and also the Gentiles. And at the end of the day, we have to stop this fighting, men and women against each other with the enemy, with the sodomites at the door. Keep in mind, at the end of the day, like I said earlier, no relationships, no people. With that, I'm going to say thank you to all my elders and all the brothers and sisters who continually supported the work. May the Most High stay with you all. Stay prayed up. Sin not. We will soon see Zion. That's right. We will soon see Zion. So we're going to take it out with you. Of course, one of my favorite songs. Let's go. Oh, Israel. Hold on. No, I'm gonna pump it up even better than that. You're right. We'll have you jam a little bit of it. You know, rock it a little bit, right? Let's do it. Don't wake me up. Shalom. See you this Sabbath. Hebrew and Bible Academy, HistoryTimes.org. Shalom. The complete show, my man. A complete show. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Praise the Most High.
Jeez,
what's that? So with some of these people?
Well,
what?
Actually, it's funny you're talking about the children, baby, because it's your parents.
Not with them? Praise the Most High, boy! It's happening this time.
Hey,
listen, I know it. I ain't worried about it.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
I started thinking. Hey, baby.